Just want to give one more opportunity. Is there anything on anybody's heart before I give way to our brother? If not, then we're going to go ahead and give way to Brother Samuel Sachiri from Ghana. I don't know a whole lot about this brother, but what I do know is he's a man of God, and that he would rely on God today to lead him. Pray that we would listen to him and everything that he'd have to say through God's Holy Spirit today, and just pray for you, brother, that God would give you liberty to speak freely and whatever you put on your heart, and we'll be praying for you.
Good morning. I thank the Lord for my salvation, and also I'm grateful to the Lord for the opportunity given to me this morning by Southside Missionary Baptist Church. I'm happy that the Lord has blessed my family lately, for I've tried 3 times to bring my wife to the minister's wife's fellowship, but she has been denied the visa 3 times. But this time, with your prayers, he has been given the chance to come. And I'm also happy that my daughter, who has been here for 8 years, and with her husband, and now they have 2 kids. They are also here. And for the first time, the Lord gave me the opportunity to get hold of my grandkids. And I'm grateful to the Lord for this opportunity given to me. I'm always happy to come to Southside with one reason. The first time that I came was 1999. And in 2000, Brother Don Was, who was the pastor of this church, sat down with the church and they asked me to come and preach, which I did. And in some few years, I came. And at that time, in order not to remind you of our sister who has passed on, his wife, I remember she was having a terminal sickness, and he was a kind of not sure of things right with the Lord. And I remember there was a revival, and this sister was sitting on the other side with some ladies trying to help her pray to make sure that he was right with the Lord before he leaves. And it encouraged me. I loved how the church was helping her in order not to miss the point, but to be right with the Lord before he leaves. And this tells us that we don't have to do things as we want in this world. With our friends and our families, we should try to encourage them and ask them to come and hear the gospel, so that the Lord will convict them and make them turn to Christ and seek him, and for the Lord to save them to his own glory. This morning, I want to title the message, Christ, the City of Refuge. Christ, the City of Refuge. In the olden times, when God brought the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt to their final destination, that the land of Canaan, there were some things that was not in place at that time. They didn't have the police service, the military, or all those things. And there were some things that occurred that might not be premeditated, like manslaughter, somebody killing a brother or another person unintentionally. And The Lord God tried to put things in place so that if that thing happens, there should be a way for the person to be investigated and know his intention of doing those things, whether he was wrong or he didn't do it intentionally. And from that things that were done, the Lord put things right for the people of Israel. He first gave the instruction to Moses that when they get to the land which he has assigned to them, that is the land of Canaan, they should set up 6 cities, 3 on the side of the Jordan and the 3 on the other side of the river Jordan. And so that when a murder is occurred and the person who has committed the murder unintentionally can run to that place so that after the investigation, they will know what to do to the person. And I want us to turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 35. And I want to read from the 9th verse to the 15th verse. Numbers chapter 35, verse 9 to 15. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye become over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer may flee thither which killeth any person at unawares. And they shall be unto you cities for refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer dieth not, until he stand before the congregation in judgment. And of these cities which ye shall give, say cities, shall ye have for refuge. Ye shall give 3 cities on this side Jordan, and 3 cities ye give in the land of Canaan, which shall be cities of refuge. The 6 cities shall be a refuge both for the children of Israel and for the stranger and for the sojourner among them, that everyone that killeth any person unawares may flee thither. So there was a necessity for these cities to be set up. And whosoever shed a man's blood, as the book of Genesis chapter 9 verse 6 tells us, by man shall his blood be shed. So God, in his own wisdom, knows that some deaths may be accidental, it not be premeditated, and something should be done with such kind of deaths. And this is a picture that the Lord is trying to show us how people in this world, things can be done, and the Lord have to put things right for the people before the right time. And things are mentioned that there is a slayer. The slayer is the person who has caused murder or who has slain a brother or another person. And in what we read, there is another name that is mentioned, the avenger. And the avenger is the person from the family that the person had been killed. If somebody kills my brother, I am avenger. I have every opportunity to go and chase the person and kill him or avenge my brother's death. So there were these two terminologies used at that time. And the Lord is telling us that there may be a murder that was not premeditated, that was not the fault of the person. Maybe they are arguing in a field, and someone will maybe pick something in trying to defend himself, and he may kill a brother. So the Lord trying to do all these things to help us see his wisdom and what he has put forth for his people. And it is a type of people that we all in the world are. We are all sinners. We commit sins every day, now and then. And God, in his own wisdom, tried to put things right in the way of salvation for people to come back to him. The sins that he have committed, the wrongs that he have done, he has made provision through his son, Jesus Christ, who has come and are gone to the cross to die, to share his blood for mankind, that whosoever may come to him and ask for forgiveness, he will forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So it is a type for a sinner, as the slayer must run from. The sinners were also having some things to run from. And these are these things. The first one is the curse of the broken law. We all have sinned. God has his laws, and one way or the other, we have broken God's laws. And he pronounced curse on those who will not take his laws into consideration and do the right thing. If you break one of the Ten Commandments, you are breaking all. There's no way that you can say that I only break one, but the rest of the nine, I have kept it. No way. It is kind of a chain. And God was telling the people of Israel that sinners have to run and come to him from the laws that they have broken. And also, there was a consequence of sin. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. Once we have sinned, it is just like we are digging our own grave. And if we have sinned and we don't turn from our sins to Christ and we continue to do to sin, that means we are just like the slayer. There is a time for somebody to avenge. There is a time for God to judge us. There is coming a day that we all stand before him at the day of judgment. And God wants us to run away from these consequences to Christ. And also, the consequence of guilt. We all have sinned and have come short to the glory of God. So, because we are sinners, there is a way that has been provided for us to come to Christ so that he will forgive us and cleanse us from all the sins that we have committed, so that he will make things right with us, and from then we can walk with him. There was also the consequences that we should run away from, that is the wrath to come. God has sent his son, Jesus Christ. He has come. He has gone to the cross. He has suffered the shameful death for you and for me. And if people will not see the need to repent and turn to Christ for him to forgive them and to bring them to his kingdom, then there is going to be a day that he will send these people to hellfire that he has prepared for Satan and his angels. In our language, we call hell Bonsam Jim. Bonsam in our language means Satan, and Eja means fire. So in our language, it tells us that hell is for Satan and his angels. It was not prepared for us. But Satan has made up his mind that He is not going there alone. He is doing everything to take us also there. I mean, those people who have heard the gospel, who will not repent, who will not turn to Christ, that is where they are heading to. So we call that place Bonsamgim. It means it is not for you. But unknowingly, people are going there. People are doing things in this world that is taking them to hell. So Christ wants us not to go there, but to turn to him, to come to him, so that he will save us and take us to heaven. So we have to run away from the wrath to come. God, in his own wisdom, has made provision. And the provision is a kind of refuge that he has created for his people. And it is an, I would say, just like salvation, it was a divine origin, a divine plan. It was not hatched by you or by me or by even the angels. It is God's own doing that he asked the people of Israel to set up those six cities. It was not Moses who went to God and maybe pleaded because of manslaughter, because of this kind of problem that we have. We want you to help us to maybe get this or that. It was God's original plan. He told them, this is what I want you to do for me. And it is just like making the plan of salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believes in Christ will not perish or shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. It is for all. That is what the Bible tells us. Just like the cities. The Bible is saying that it is not for only the Israelites. It is for strangers and sojourners. That means people from all walks of life. If God has not made that provision, I wouldn't have been here. Maybe it will only be for you or for the people of Israel, but not for we, even the Africans. But it is for strangers and what? Sojourners. That means anybody who slays a brother or a friend or a stranger and who see the need to run to the city of refuge, that person will be protected. That is how it was done. And as I've said, it is for everybody. For all have sinned and we have all come short to the glory of God. So it is not a matter of, one time I remember I asked Brother Bryson a question. Brother Bryson, I know that you white people are not just like the Africans. As people know, we do things in a queer way. We do things in a bad way. I know that the whites are not the same. What he told me is human beings are human beings. We have good people in America and bad people in America, just like you have over here. So we are all the same. There's no difference. I was wondering at that time, because my thought was, oh, as for the whites, you will not even find those bad or evil people amongst them. It is only the blacks, maybe, who are evil and who are bad. But he said, no, human beings are the same everywhere. That means we all have sinned. God is not talking about color, white, black, or whatever. We all have sinned, and we have to come to Christ for him to make things right with us and to walk with us till he comes again and takes us to heaven. That is how the Lord has made it. And I like the way God provided for these six cities. He made them in a way that we have three on this side and the other three on the other side of the Jordan River. That is accessibility. You can get it any place, anywhere that you want it. That is, it is very nigh unto us. very close unto us. Wherever the problem has happened, you can have somewhere to run to. That is how God has made provision for us. Jesus Christ has come, and he has done everything possible for his people. I remember on the cross, after things were done, Christ shouted and said, "It is finished." That means he has finished the work of salvation. And if you come to him, there is a way for you to come out to him and for him to save you. He has finished everything. There is nothing that you will bring. There is nothing that you will provide for yourself. He has done everything for us. When you read from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 8, this is what has been written over there. Romans chapter 10, I'm reading from verse 8. And it says, "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart." That is the word of faith which we preach. The word is nigh unto thee. That means you have it here. As Brother Andrew Hutton has been preaching the word to you, you have it here. And we also preach to the friends and brothers and sisters in Africa. It is nigh to them. God has made provisions for people not to travel far to go and hear the word of God. He has brought the word of God very close to them. And that is how the city of refuge is. It is very close. The ranges are not far. You have three on this side. If you are in the middle part, if you are in the north, if you are at the south, you can get provision or you can get access to that place. That is how God prepared for those cities. It were very close. And that is how the word of God, the gospel, has so far been provided. Anywhere that you go, on radio, on TV, you hear the word of God, provided it is the true gospel. Because there are some people doing merchandise. But I thank God that missionary Baptist churches are preaching the true gospel. And I thank God that I'm a member of Old Fashioned Missionary Baptist Church, because we preach the truth to the people. We let the people to know that God loves them. That is the reason why he has provided for the cities of refuge. Who is Jesus Christ? He is our refuge. When we run to him, we are protected. So we have access to those cities. And what makes the cities so accessible is that the roads to the cities, as the Bible tells us, is marked. There's no way that you can get lost. As for you people here, you have the GPS. So wherever you go, you can use your GPS to locate where you want to be. This is just like the cities of refuge. It has been marked. It has been designed in a way that when you want to run to those cities, you will not get lost. Jesus Christ has been provided. He has been given to the world that wherever you are, if you want to come to him, he is ready for you anytime, anywhere, and any day. That is how the city of refuge is. The roads are marked. The city is at a close range where you can go to Christ and ask him for forgiveness, for him to save you. The other thing about the city from the book of Joshua, chapter 20, and I want to read from the first verse to the seventh verse. That is where God asked them to set those cities, and he gave details. Joshua chapter 20, verse 1 to 7. "The Lord also spoke unto Joshua, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for you cities of refuge, whereof I spake unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he had though flee unto one of those cities, shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city. They shall take him into the city unto them, and give him a place, that he may dwell among them. And if the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly, and he hated him not before time. And he shall dwell in that city until he stand before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return and come unto his own city and unto his own house and unto the city from whence he fled. These cities, if you continue, verse 7, and they appointed Kadesh in Galilee in Mount Naphtali, and Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and Kajal Abba, which is Hebron, in the mountain of Judah, and on the other side, Jordan, Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness upon the plain out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. This means all the cities were set up on the mountains. So wherever you stand, you can see the city from afar. The Bible tells us in the book of John, that chapter 12, verse 32, if Jesus Christ is lifted up from this earth, he shall draw people unto himself. He has been lifted up. He has gone to the cross. So he is bringing people to himself. So if you are here and you are lost, you have not made things right with Christ. Christ has been lifted. He is the refuge on the mountain. Other Golan, other Bezer, or the other ones, he is there waiting for you to come so that you will be protected, so that the avenger will not touch you, so that the avenger will not get you until your case is settled. Jesus Christ has done all these things for his people. And what I like about this series is that when somebody kills someone and he goes to one of the cities, the elders will meet the person. They will ask you, and when you tell them what you've done, they will take you to the city, and they will keep you there. Even if the avenger chases you, they will not allow the avenger to kill you. You will be protected at that place. That means when you run to Jesus Christ, he saves you, he protects you, he makes provision for you. There's nothing that you want. There's nothing that you need. Every provision shall be provided for. So these people or the elders will keep you until they bring you to the judgment place for you to tell them what you have done, how it happened, for them to investigate and see the real cause of the murder. If they find out that it was not intentional, it was not premeditated, then they will keep you there. There is no way that you have to leave that place. You only have to leave that place if the chief priest at that time dies. Then you have your amnesty. You have your freedom to go back to your place of living or abode. If you don't have that thing happening, If the chief priest still remains, still alive, then there's no way you have to go back. But for us, Christians, our chief priest, Jesus Christ, he has died and he is going to die no more. So we have our freedom to go in and to come out. When we go in and Christ saves us, he has died. So we have every opportunity, as he told us in the Psalm 23, that you have freedom to go and eat whatever you want and go wherever you want to go and do whatever you want to do, so far as you are under his instructions. So this means our high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, he has already died. He is not going to die again. So when we go to him, who is the city of refuge, we can go in and we can come out. We are free. As we sang from one of the hymnals, that we have freedom to do things for the Lord. That is how he has made provision for. The city is on a high place. You can see it from afar. Jesus Christ is very near to you. You can come to him now that I'm even talking. You can come to him and you can ask for forgiveness. He is faithful and just to forgive those who come to him and ask him for forgiveness, and he will cleanse them from all unrighteousness. The evil things, the bad things that you've done, he will remember no more. So you have to come to him, the city of refuge, and you will be protected. The Bible tells us that he will keep those people who runs to him. The elders will keep the person. And if you are investigated and we know that things are not as they thought, then you will be protected. You will be free. And what I'm happy about with this topic is that when you go to Christ, he is merciful. He is faithful. There's no need for you to try or to investigate about the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Lord. He has done everything for us. There are certain things when you want to do, you have to ask people who have gone through that. But with Christ, things are clear that he has done everything possible for our salvation. So there's no need to go and ask anybody. Or if you want more, I will just tell you that my Savior lives. My Savior has made things right with me. And he has not turned his back to me since he saved me. And I'm grateful to him. He is my refuge. I run to him when there is trouble. I run to him when there are trials. I run to him when everything is not right with me. I just cry to him and he provides and he makes things right and he helps me. When I'm carrying a load, he will not let me carry alone. He will take the other side for it to be very light. He has told us in the book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and with heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The Lord wants you to rest. The Lord wants you to have peace that passes all understanding. I want to tell you that a sinner will not have peace. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah 57 that he is just like the waves of the sea. It brings back death. It takes it back to the ocean and brings it. It can't rest. That is how sinners are. They don't have peace. But if you have Jesus Christ, you have peace. You have assurance. You have the blessed hope that our Lord, our God, he is coming back. And when he comes back, he is taking us back home. And where he has prepared the place for us, that is where we are going to remain eternally. So if you are here and you are lost, the city or the cities of refuge has been provided. Why don't you run you know that Satan is after you. The avenger of blood is after you, accusing you of so many things. Run to Jesus, and he will what? Save you. He will protect you. He will provide for you the things that you need. We don't need the things of this world. You need the provisions of Christ. As he provided for them when they were coming from the land of Egypt, he made manna available for them until they came to the land where he has given to them, and they were able to grow crops of their own. God is our provider. God is our helper. God is our savior. He will do it as he has said it. There's no way that he can go back to his word. God has never lied, and he can never lie. Satan is a liar. He is deceiving you. He is telling you too many sweet things in order to entice you to miss heaven. Please, don't miss heaven, but rather miss hell. I don't want you to go to hell. I want you to come to Christ for him to save you. And as I've already told you, the roads to the cities are marked. You can't get lost. You will just go there by yourself because he has made things right so far as the roads and the markings are concerned. And they are set up on the mountains. Their accessibility is very, very high. You can get it wherever you are. And if you look at those names that the cities were set up, the first one is called Kadesh. And the meaning of Kadesh means holy. It all attributes to the character of Christ. Christ is holy. And the second one is Shechem. Shechem means shoulder or support. When you come to Christ, he will support you. He will just be like a shepherd who will just carry you shoulder high so that nothing will befall you. Christ is our refuge. He is our provider. He is our support. He will help us and do everything for you. And the third one is Hebron. And Hebron means fellowship. We have come here to have fellowship with God, fellowship with Christ, fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and fellowship with brothers and sisters. Christ wants to have fellowship with you. But because you are having fellowship with the world, he can't do it with you. You have to come to him for him to save you so that you can join the church and be part of the fellowship. That is what Christ is for. And the fourth one is called Bize. Bize means strongholds. Christ is our stronghold. There is nothing that can shake it. If Christ sits in the middle, nothing can shake it. If there's anything going on in the world and we trust him and we give him our trust, there's no way that Satan can overpower us. He has defeated Satan so many years. He has the keys to the gates of hell. Christ is our stronghold. In our language, we say, abandon any Yehuadin. The name of the Lord is the great tower. Christ is our stronghold. And the other one, the last one is called Ramoth. Ramoth means exhortation. We have to exhort him. We have to praise him. We have to thank him for all that he has done for us. And the last one, the other one, Ramoth is the fifth, and the last city is Golan. And Golan means joy. When you have Jesus, you are joyful. You are happy because everything that you need will be provided. So don't sit down. So don't try to enjoy this world. Don't try to be happy with what you have. These things in this world will not satisfy you. There's no way that the things in this world will satisfy you. A friend of mine always say, human needs are unsatiable. You cannot be satisfied with everything. Today, you watch a movie. Tomorrow, when you see another movie, will you not watch it? Today, you get this car. When you see another brand, I want this brand. We are very, very unsatiable beings. We want to get new things. We want to get other things. But when you have Christ, you are satisfied. When you have Christ, everything is okay with you. So you have to come to him for him to save you. When you run to him, there's no way that the avenger of blood will get you. You'll be protected. You'll be saved. I know that all those who have run to him are protected. All those who have run to him, provisions are made for them every day so that they will need nothing. They will always be satisfied with what Christ has provided for them. So I'm pleading with those who are lost to come to him and ask him. He's very nigh. He's very close. You can get him anywhere, in your house, in your closet, or everywhere. Christ is very, very near. Come to him, the city of refuge, for him to save you to his own glory. I thank you for the attention that you have given to me. I'm turning the service back to my brother. Thank you.
Just want to thank